Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Tim Urban is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Tim's a member of our Brain Trust, a longtime member, and is the resident corporate psychologist of our Brain Trust. And that's what he does. He helps corporations and businesses like yours and mine, large and small, to make sure that they're firing on all cylinders, that they're getting the most out of the relationships that they have with the people, the internals and the externals. He's written a book called Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled, which is outstanding, and he's our good friend Tim. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to see you. Great to talk with you.
It's good to have you back. One of the things that keeps coming up, Tim, time after time, this has been going on now for about a year, I keep getting report after report, survey after survey, from a half a dozen, literally a half dozen different sources over the last year, I'm going to say, where they continue to talk about how poorly engaged most American workers are, most American employees. And I know you work a lot in this area, don't you?
Jim, I ask leaders two questions frequently when I speak. Question number one is, how many of you believe that many, maybe not all, but many of the members of your organization are capable of making a larger contribution to the organization than they currently are? And, Jim, I get about 100% response yes to that question. I mean, Generally people believe that most of the people in that organization are capable of doing more. But the second question is the tough one. And I say, well, then if they're capable of making that contribution, why aren't they? I mean, you're the leader. Shouldn't that be the thing that keeps you awake at night?
What do they say?
I think the answer to that question is something which would unlock tremendous potential in our companies. And as your listeners, who many of whom run small businesses or medium-sized businesses or whatever, there's some keys, I think, to helping people unlock that potential.
Well, first you've got to believe your own lying eyes, as they say.
That's right.
You know, you got to believe what you see. You got to be willing to accept what you see and what you find, and if you don't like what you see, you got to believe that it's the truth, and be prepared to do something about it, because I think that's one of the things. I think there's an incredible amount of denial out there in the marketplace among managers. What do you think?
Well, no question, and the fact is that these people are underperforming. One of the things that I find, and I've said this on your show before, is that studies show that anywhere from 2/3 to 85% of people really are unhappy at work. They dislike their job.
Yep.
And they're not really fully investing themselves. One of the things that I believe people are capable of is they come in as employees. In other words, that's one state. They just work there. To some degree, they're paid like mercenaries. Mm-hmm. Mercenaries are people who just are paid to do a job.
They're hired
but
guns.
I used to watch my dad, who worked for an airlines, and he would tell me, he said, I'd do this job even if they didn't pay me. I mean, he had a volunteer spirit, and he would do things that he wasn't required to do because he was committed to what that airline stood for.
Well, you know, a lot of small business owners, I fear, think that when we say things like this, that we're talking about big companies.
No.
I'm gonna tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Just go. I do business with a lot of small businesses, and the same condition that infects big companies that Tim is talking about infects small businesses as well.
Oh, there's no question, Jim. A question I would ask every one of your listeners is: do you think people will work harder for money or for meaning? Money or for meaning? Now, this may sound like an abstract question, but it's not. This is one of the keys to unlocking that potential. Studies show that if you pay people fairly, compensation drops pretty low in the list of top 10 motivators.
That's right.
People will always work harder for meaning than they will for money.
Napoleon, you know how Napoleon said it, don't you? He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Absolutely. People will work harder for the opportunity to achieve. They like challenge, and they like to do something that they believe in. I believe people will work harder for meaning than they ever will for money if you pay them fairly. Mm-hmm. And so what I ask business owners and leaders to do is discover a transcendent purpose in what you're doing. You know, I have high cholesterol, and my doctor tells me that if I eat pine straw every day, I'd still have high cholesterol. And I have to go over and get my blood drawn at this place over here at Emory Clinic. Mm-hmm. And I was over there a couple of months ago, and this young woman was preparing my arm to draw the blood, and I dread this. I hate getting my veins stuck. And this young woman started singing, and she was pleasant. She sang a song to me. I never even felt when the needle went in my arm.
Wow.
And at the end, I said, "Hey, you're good at this." And she looked back at me, and she said, "Of course I'm good at this. I feel called to what I'm doing." Mm-hmm. She says, "My job here is to keep people healthy." And see, she had discovered the transcendent purpose of what she was doing. She wasn't there to stick people in the arm and draw their blood. She was there to keep people healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And very often, when you help people, when you help the workers in your organization discover that big idea, that big transcendent purpose, it's incredibly powerful.
But I want to stick something in here, folks. Tim, that person would be that way. I'm going to say that that person would be that way if she was the fry man at McDonald's, or if she was making, you know, building a house or whatever she was doing. That person has a special spirit. And a lot of people listening right now will say, I want to find more of those kinds of people. That's the kind of person I want to hire. Well, guess what, folks? You've got that kind of a person working for you right now. You just haven't gotten it out of them.
Jim, I really agree with that. And that's not to say that we shouldn't do an excellent job of selecting employees for our business. But the fact is, discovering that transcendent purpose will unleash that potential in a lot of individuals. And that's what I encourage people. There's a wonderful new set of commercials on television these days that's run by Boeing. And it's called That's Why We're Here. It's the same example. It shows people doing their jobs, but they have this larger idea about why they're doing it. And by the way, the key, and I would say the key, is to help people have line of sight to the customer. When you can see that you're serving another individual, that you're really working to accomplish something that's important to another person, that often is the key. That often adds the meaning.
Absolutely. Hey, Tim, give us the website, please, and tell us how we can find your book.
It's runwiththebulls.net. It's not .com. It's runwiththebulls.net. There's some new stuff on there. We've got a new...
Is that free assessment still there?
Free assessment still there. We've got a new study guide that's free. It's downloadable. It's about a 60-page study guide. New keynotes, speech top tab. There are all kinds of new things on the website.
Runwiththebulls.net, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Tim Irwin, and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Fleetwood Mac to take us out. Welcome back. A little heart bringing us back. Ann and Nancy. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's me on drums back there. Dr. Tim Irwin is with us. He's our good friend and the resident psychologist, corporate psychologist of the Brain Trust. And he's the author of Run with the Bulls, Without Getting Trampled. But his day job is really being a corporate psychologist. He does a lot of speaking, a lot of training, helping companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. You know, Tim, one of the things that that I've been on my soapbox on for a long time now, it's my major soapbox, is you know, you talk about employee engagement. Well, most businesses, I think, have a problem with customer engagement, and I think the beautiful automatic low-hanging fruit, cost you nothing byproduct of getting your employees engaged is you will then have customer engagement. What do you think,
Jim? There is no question that what you just said is absolutely true. There have been some studies that have come out in just the last couple of years that show a clear, direct linkage between employee satisfaction and customer satisfaction. If you take care of your employees, if you get them committed and excited about what they're doing, I guarantee you, your customer engagement problems will go away. There's a direct linkage between those two things.
Well, and you know, there are ways of measuring, and I mentioned this a while back,
that I think of kind of a, just an unsophisticated, unscientific way of measuring this thing. In my opinion, Tim, if you don't, if you have customers, if you have employees who touch customers, and at least once a month, some customer doesn't compliment you on that employee, I think you got, you might have a problem you want to look into. I mean, I think the way they treat customers should be that compelling, that energetic, vigorous, that customers should take the time to say, wow, I want to tell somebody about this.
Well, absolutely. And I think it all starts with how leaders create the kind of organization that engages their employees. If you start there, it's an outgrowth of working with the customers and making them happy. I tell leaders all the time, look, you've got to engender this trust relationship with people. Mm-hmm. You got to keep your commitments to your employees. I find this is so basic but so helpful. Is if you'll just do what you say you're going to do, that tends to engender trust. Another thing, and this is really true of small business, I tell people, you got to run by the rules yourself. I mean, whoever thought that Ebers or Lay or Skilling or any of those guys would have done what they did, but they were just sort of normal people running a business. Mm-hmm. And we think, well, that would never happen to me. But you know what? It can happen to you. So run by the rules yourself. And those are the kinds of things that I think leaders have to do to help people feel good about their workplace and feel good about their about the structure and the organization that they work for.
It's the values, isn't it? Because our employees, look, they watch us the way our little children watched us when we were raising them.
No question. And they look up and they see, hey, are we running by the rules? Are we creating this trust relationship? Are we keeping our commitments? Are we doing what we say we're going to do? And those things, that's where it all starts. And then when I think you have people enlisted and engaged in the mission of that company, that's when it really carries forth to the customer.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the kind of spirit, that's the kind of example and attitude, when you run by the rules, that make people stay when they get a better offer, or make them be more committed to you, even though you're not paying them as much as maybe they could get somewhere else.
No question. You know, another thing, Jim, I find is really determinative here, and that is showing respect for people. If you show respect for your employees, I guarantee you I will always work harder for somebody that shows respect for me than somebody that doesn't. Just doing simple things like listening, just engaging me, talking with me about things that are important to me, and showing that I'm an important person. You know, Margaret Thatcher used to walk around number 10 Downing Street, and she would go over to her housekeeper, and she would say, hey, listen, she would talk about her kids and their grandchildren. She would know their names. She was personally engaged with these people. And showing respect is one of those key things that I think helps the workplace demonstrate trust and commitment to the people who work there. And as a result, they give of themselves.
And as CEOs of small businesses, it's one of the great advantages we have over CEOs of big businesses. We can actually do what you just said.
No question. You can show interest in your people, and again, it's just as simple as often showing personal interest in the concerns that people have about their daily lives. Now, I would want to say to your listeners that they're in the leading business, not the counseling business. I'm not suggesting that they've got to become counselors and that they have to become engaged in all the comings and goings of their people. But I'm saying just showing interest in people has a tremendous, powerful motivational effect, and it brings out this untapped potential that I think exists in the hearts and minds of the people that work in most of our businesses.
Well, and see, Tim, small business owners are running around pulling their hair out right now, trying to find enough money to be successful, find enough capital to be successful, and they've got incredible amount of capital power in their people who are just, as you say, waiting to be appreciated, waiting to be respected.
Jim, I think the reason most leaders today are not drawing on the potential of the employees that work in the organization is they're distracted. I mean, you got this subprime debacle, and you got people having problems getting money and credit and so on. You got the price of oil. I mean, these are very serious problems.
Yeah.
But
go ahead. Finish your thought.
But when people get rid of those distractions and focus on their employees, they will discover a potential that they will not believe possible.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Tim, give us a website quickly one more time.
RunWithTheBulls.net.
Hey, Tim, will you come back another day? I've enjoyed having you here today.
Jim, I love your program. Thanks for calling.
We'll do it again real soon. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.